Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, this is Paul Hitchcock with the Estate and Asset Protection Planning firm Barth Calderon. Thanks for jumping on Wealth Protector Radio. And our experts here travel the country talking to a ton of incredible groups, as you heard in the intro. And we just help a ton of family-owned businesses, business owners. And so one of the concepts they get asked a lot about is family limited partnerships and how they work in long-range estate planning and protecting assets. And so I'm going to pass along some highlights from one of our experts on how a family limited partnership works. So these can be used with business, personal, or investment assets. The traditional purpose has been to divide investment income with children in lower income tax brackets and increase the family's net spendable income. They have also been used for long-range estate planning. Closely held businesses, as you might know, along with other assets, are subject to federal, estate, and generation skipping transfer taxes. These taxes can effectively prevent the transfer of a family business from one generation to the next. The FLP, or FLIP as it's called, provides a valuable estate planning tool to lessen these tax burdens. And in recent years, these partnerships have also been used as a method for protecting family assets from creditors. So how it works: the parents set up a family limited partnership and transfer capital assets into the partnership. Within the partnership structure, the parents act as general partners. The children or grandchildren are limited partners. In a limited partnership, the general partners often own only a small proportion of the partnership. Let's say 5% is an example, while limited partners often own the majority interest. The general partners have complete responsibility and control of partnership activities, as well as the liability for partnership debts and losses. So the limited partners have no control or management rights. Their liability is limited to the amount of their contribution to the partnership. One of the most attractive features of the family limited partnership is its flexibility. Some estate planning strategies must be irrevocable in order to be effective. Once set up, these irrevocable tools cannot be changed or undone. But by contrast, the family limited partnership document can be modified to respond to changes in the family or business structure. Here's some reasons to consider a family limited partnership. Really, there's three main reasons. One is income tax benefits. Income generated by a FLIP or limited partnership is often allocated according to ownership, with the limited partners, the children or grandchildren, owning the majority interest. Most of the income generated could flow through to them and be taxed at their lower marginal tax rate. That's a good thing. Estate planning benefits, reason number two. And when the parents contribute assets to the partnership, they are transferring asset value and shifting asset growth from themselves to a younger generation. So consider the following hypothetical example in which a business has current value of $200,000 and is expected to grow by 10% per year. Over time, the parents transfer 90% of the business to the children. Often a gifted ownership interest can receive a discounted value because the interest is either a minority interest or lacks marketability. This minority interest issue should be carefully reviewed with your legal advisor, of course. The third point is protecting assets from lawsuits. Most state limited partnership statutes prevent the creditors of a limited partner from attaching partnership assets. So while the creditors may get a charging order against the debtor's partnership interest, as a practical matter, it is very difficult to collect the debt. the flip may provide one of the most effective asset protection structures available today. Really, really makes sense to look at this. Now, these are not for everyone. Before considering a flip, there are a number of questions that the parent or parents must answer. Do you really want to have your child involved in the business? Will the income shared with a child affect the parent's lifestyle? Big question. Will a gift tax be due and payable when the transfer is made to the child? Will income tax savings compensate for the increased complexity? So you got to maintain a relationship with legal counsel. Very, very important. It's complex, not appropriate for every situation, but if it fits for your situation, it's a very, very powerful tool. So don't hesitate to call us if you want to check out our complimentary business continuity planning assessment. If you have estate planning issues, asset protection, whether you own a business or not, we've got a great complimentary assessment. And the way to reach us is to email sarah@barthattorneys.com. That's S-A-R-A-H at BARTHATTORNEYS.com. And let her know you're interested in a complimentary assessment. We'll have one of our team members reach out. Thanks so much for listening.